I never liked school. Can't remember ever enjoying it. Can't remember ever wishing I could go back after the holidays to school. I can remember one teacher whose company I think I used to enjoy a lot. And that was an English teacher called Owen O'Moore. But otherwise, I felt myself to be surrounded by rules and regulations and a regime which insisted on beating you with a leather in a very structured way in order to give you a real good positive reason to do your homework well. Oh yes, I was educated by Jesuits in Limerick in a place called Crescent College. And because I've survived the rest of my life, you know, it hasn't, and thought to myself, well, it didn't irreparably damage me, I'm inclined sometimes to thinking that I'm very unfair when I decry the quality of education that I got. All of this is by way of introducing the fact that I'm going to go to my old school, Past Pupils Union, annual dinner this evening, and I'm driving up from Cork to it. So I'm going to a bit of trouble, and I've put on a good quality shirt, and I'm debating whether I'm going to drink alcohol or not, but I'm taking the whole thing quite seriously, in part because I've been told that there will be two tables at the Past Pupils Union for the class of 68, people who graduated in 1968. Now, I've stayed away from anything that has been a regathering of my class. I've always had a good excuse, but there must be something going on within me that has sort of loosened all this and made me want to go and meet some of my old, to use a very Billy Bunter phrase, my old school chums. Yeah, what will it be like to see people who I last saw in 1968? Because after I left school, I didn't keep in touch with all that many people who I went to school with. Now, I did keep in touch with a small number, but out of a class of about, well, if you combine the two classes that were in our year, a class of about 50, I probably kept in touch with four. And I might be exaggerating when I say that. So I really don't know how many of them are going to come in advanced stage of decline, and how many of them are going to be full of energy, and how many stories I'm going to be able to prize from people about what have you been doing for the last, oh God, how many years is it? Got to be more than 30. Oh no, it is, of course. Is it more than 40 years? 40 and 68. Yeah, it's nearly, it's nearly 50 years since I left school. Now, the Past Pupils Union, I hope, won't be addressed by any Jesuits. This idea that you need your those who held power in their black cassocks to sort of give their blessing to an old school event irritates me, although if one does come, I'll just sit back benignly and think to myself, there's got to be a way to look at this with wry humour. I kind of wish I could think of another teacher at school who was who I was left with fond memories of, other than Owen O'Moore. See, Owen O'Moore was living on just off the Ennis Road in Limerick. And I think, I might be wrong about this, I think he lived with his mother. And of course, he looked an awful lot older than us. So, you know, I probably thought he was about 60 when he probably was about 40. And he was a bit of an actor in the school, not the school drama, but the drama group attached to the school hall, the Crescentians. I believe he acted in the Crescentians. But I remember most of all the way he approached the curriculum for our last 2 years in school. And, you know, it's the kind of approach that stood me stead in a load of other situations throughout my life. And it was, look, there's a curriculum here that says you guys have to be examined in, you know, two plays, Julius Caesar and something else, and has to be examined in the following, you know, 30 poems. And he said, look, that all that stuff isn't a problem. We'll ignore it for a year and a half, and then, you know, you'll be in you'll have no difficulty with the exams at the end of that, those 2 years. When I was at school, the whole thing hinged upon an examination you did, you know, after 2 years of studying the course. There was no continuous assessment. You know, you could do nothing for the best part of 2 years and then put yourself into a really hard effort and a lot of memory work, and you could probably do okay. Certainly I did. But I think the only subject I really was enthusiastic about was English. So I remember us reading many Shakespeare plays. Now, we didn't do Coriolanus, and we didn't do Henry VI, and we didn't do a whole load of Henrys, we did Henrys. I don't know, did we do Henrys? All I know is that it was a load of ones which weren't on the curriculum. And that was the point, you see. The point was that you don't have to follow the rules set down by the authority. You don't have to confine yourself to the kind of narrow confines of what your job says is on your job description. You can work outside your job description. You can, when you're studying, you don't have to read the prescribed texts. You, in anything like a serious way, you can go and find your own material. You can develop your appreciation of something beyond the what do they ask last year in the exams, and what are they likely to ask next year? And that was kind of what I got. Somebody who loved English, loved the way sentences were constructed, loved the flowing drama of poetry. And all I know is that he never, ever went in for anything like punishment. And we used to be given punishment if you didn't get your homework done to a certain standard. We had a system which involved the teacher would write dockets. That is a small little book the teacher would carry in the teacher's pocket. And it basically said, go to the prefect of studies, present this docket, and the prefect of studies will give you a gift of admonishment in the form of slaps. Two slaps, four slaps, or six slaps on the hand, I presume with varying degrees of severity, as a gift to motivate you to try harder, well, succeed more, I suppose, rather than try harder. So why on earth would I want to go back? to a position, or to a place where I'm going to relive inevitably some of these memories? I don't know. But I am. And I think it's because in the years since I left school, I have gained something of a sociological curiosity in how people live and what their, you know, what their manners, customs, values, behaviors are really like. So goodness knows what it's going to be like when I start, you know, making audio interviews with people I was at school with and start, you know, doing live streaming from the past pupils union gathering. I have no idea. We'll find out. And I'll tell you a bit about it. Meanwhile, it's 6:30. I think I have 1.5 hours to decide that I'm going to back out. Bye for now.